Introduction: The Self-Driving You. Imagine being behind the wheel of a brand new Level 4 high-automation self-driving car sometime in the near future. It's not fully autonomous, but it will manage around 80 to 95% of the driving on its own. We're in the driver's seat, playing the role of a supervisor who oversees the vehicle and takes control when needed the rest of the time. The self-driving car and the driver work together to navigate the roadway safely. Under normal conditions, we'll sit back with our hands at our sides while the car drives itself. As the driver, we only step in when the vehicle is stuck or if we simply want to drive. While driving, the car takes in information from its sensors, automatically adjusting the steering wheel, gas, and brakes based on what it processes. As the driver, we cannot control its initial response, but we feel the result of every decision it makes. The vehicle uses an artificial network, trained through experience, to drive independently. The network starts with a goal of navigating the roadway safely and a way to measure success against that goal. From there, it bumps into the environment, learning through trial and error until it shapes a network that can drive on its own. The human body uses a similar design, relying on an automatic self-driving system to handle up to 95% of driving, with a conscious driver to supervise and step in when needed. Our self-driving system provides an initial response to everything we encounter, using survival, intuitive, and default mode circuits that fire outside driver awareness. These circuits are wiring templates installed at birth that we shape over a lifetime of experience into the automatic responses that drive us. Similar to a self-driving car, the human vehicle has an equivalent sympathetic gas and parasympathetic brake that our self-driving system uses to carry out its decisions. As the driver, we experience the result of these responses but can only intervene as they happen, if at all. Fortunately, the brain has executive circuitry that gives rise to the conscious driver at the wheel who can monitor the self-driving system and take corrective action when necessary. Throughout our early life, the driver closely supervises our vehicle's decisions, helping wire the automatic system that will drive us. In adulthood, we sit back and relax, trusting the network we wired to drive itself. For most, early experiences unknowingly wire our self-driving vehicle to accelerate chronically while we do our best to hang on. Because the driver helps wire our self-driving responses, they come to view them as accurate and sleep at the wheel, trusting our vehicle to navigate on its own with minimal supervision. At any moment, we can engage our driver to override the self-driving system in corrective action, but we don't know how. Deliberate attention is the secret power that allows us to take control of our vehicle with our driver and steer it in the direction we want. With repetition, continually correcting the self-driving system can train it to drive more effectively. Strategically, using deliberate attention, especially with practices like mindfulness, is the answer for rewiring our vehicle to drive with greater balance. Over a decade ago, I was an unsatisfied underachiever with low self-worth, seeking to understand what it means to be human and how to make the most of it. I began listening to an audiobook a week, treating myself as the ultimate test subject while I applied all the lessons learned to my life in an attempt to find the answer. More than 10,000 hours of research and effort led to this framework for understanding the human vehicle through science and the self-driving metaphor. It shows how deliberate attention is our secret power for wiring our vehicle toward success and well-being. The first part gets right into the self-driving metaphor, explaining the human vehicle and how we can engage our driver to deliberately wire it in a way that serves us. The second part is more foundational, uncovering the brain as an impartial plastic network that anyone can tune to mastery with 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, regardless of age, sex, race, or social standing. This book is a starting point meant to provide the information we need to wake up our driver within and rewire our vehicle. It accounts for only 1% of our journey toward self-mastery. The other 99% is consistently applying it to our lives for thousands of hours as we strengthen our driver within and deliberately use it to rewire our self-driving system in ways that serve us. Buckle your seatbelts as we lay out the framework for taking the wheel with our driver and embark on the journey of rewiring our self-driving system to drive with greater balance.